Support for this podcast comes from Compass Real Estate, where your home is our mission. Pairing the Bay Area's top agents with technology to make the home buying and selling experience smart and seamless. Search homes at compass.com or download the Compass mobile app.
Well, switching gears, for parents of children with severe disabilities, getting the right help can mean the difference between having a job and staying home, between independence and poverty. In California, hundreds of families rely on special daycare centers staffed by nurses to watch their kids while they're at work. But now many of these centers are threatening to close or have cut back hours. Pauline Bartoloni is a reporter with our partner California Healthline and went to the Northern California town of Grass Valley to meet one mom who says it's time for the state to step up and help.
What's his name?
Beth Kemplin says at first, the signs were subtle that something was different about her son, Bear. At 10 months old, he still couldn't sit up. He didn't babble or meet her eye, and he cried 20 hours a day.
We slept in shifts because he was like having a newborn for about 4.5 years.
Now, at 5.5 years old, Bear still wears diapers and uttered his first words just a few months ago. He has cerebral palsy, autism, a seizure disorder, and pica, a compulsion to eat objects like rocks and toys. Kemplin said she had to quit her job and look after him.
There's not a daycare in this county that would take him when I was looking for a daycare. It was too much of a risk. He could fall. He could eat something.
With her husband also out of work because of an injury, the family relied on state aid for a couple of years. Food stamps, cash assistance, Medi-Cal, until Kemplin found childcare designed for kids like Bear. Bear now goes to Ridgeline Pediatric in Grass Valley, where kids in wheelchairs can garden and play ball, where there are nurses who can handle seizures, manage feeding tubes, and dispense medications. Many of the children are nonverbal, but they find ways to show they're happy here.
You having a good day, mister? Yeah.
Mike Lyman, Ridgeline's owner, says it's getting a lot harder to keep serving these kids. These pediatric centers are privately owned, but they get reimbursements from Medi-Cal. California hasn't raised those rates in 18 years. So Lyman's nurses keep quitting because they can make much more at nearby hospitals, sometimes twice as much. And the kids notice the turnover.
Those struggles as we deal with these children that have developmental delays. They don't understand, you know, why is it that this person had to leave? Where is this person that I know and trust?
If the staffing problems get any worse, Lyman says he may have to close one of his two centers. 17 other centers statewide have similar struggles. So they've banded together to ask Medi-Cal for an extra $8 million a year to help raise wages for the nurses.
So with that, let's go ahead and take public comment. Ask if you can keep your comments to within a minute.
Recently, families traveled long distances to plead with lawmakers in Sacramento.
My name is Beth Kemplin, and this is my son, Bear. And
Kemplin was the first in line to testify at this hearing. She said if she lost Bear's daycare, she'd have to quit her job again and go back on public assistance.
I think that will have a larger impact on your budget as a whole.
There are about 550 of these kids at centers across the state, and their needs compete with other budget priorities. Governor Jerry Brown is famously averse to new spending. He and lawmakers will have to agree on a new budget by June 15th, and these parents will be watching. For the California Report, I'm Pauline Bartoloni in Sacramento.
The Leap, KQED's popular podcast about people who have undergone dramatic, risky change, is back for a new season. You can meet a punk rocker turned Kurdish freedom fighter, a professional dancer who poses as an attorney for her parents' approval, and others who have taken extraordinary leaps. Find The Leap wherever you get your podcasts.